This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew, live at Proclaim 18, the 75th Annual Convention of the National Religious Broadcasters in Nashville. NRB Vice President for Communications Jim Smith tells me they're stressing three main points at this year's convention. First is that it is the 75th anniversary convention, proving the enduring importance of religious broadcasting in this country. And he stressed that the NRB is deeply concerned about the issue of online censorship. That will be a big theme this year. And of course, big highlight is today's address by Vice President Mike Pence, who Smith described as, quote, one of us, noting that the Vice President once had his own radio talk show. With the passing of the Reverend Billy Graham last week, the legendary evangelist is being remembered, of course, here at NRB, but also all around the country. Among those who turned out for a public viewing yesterday was the 43rd President of the United States. And White House correspondent Greg Clarkson reports from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Former President George W. Bush and former First Lady Laura Bush joined thousands of people yesterday in visiting the Billy Graham Library and viewing Graham's casket. Afterwards, Bush said the evangelist was a huge influence in his life.
I'm unbelievably blessed to have met him.
The former president described Graham as a humble shepherd of the Lord.
God bless Billy Graham.
Another president who was counseled by Graham will pay his respects today, Bill Clinton. Greg Clugston, Charlotte.
And what's happening today in Charlotte on the minds of all here at NRB as well. I'm Bob Agnew reporting live from the lovely Gaylord Opryland Hotel in Nashville with more news now. Back to Rich Thomason in Washington.
The White House says President Trump likes the idea of raising the minimum age for some gun purchases to 21. After a brief respite, forecasters say the nation's waterlogged midsection can expect more unsettled weather in a few days. That includes more rain. Dow futures down 10 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
My name is Holly and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-936-5496.
A temporary truce is in effect in eastern Ghouta, rebel-held enclave in the suburbs of Damascus, Syria. BBC's Martin Patience says it gives embattled residents a chance to leave the war zone.
What we often see in these cases is when civilians leave, it's the very elderly, it's mothers with their young children. It is worth pointing out, for now, that ceasefire does appear to be holding. There was brief shelling right at the start of it, but for a few hours at least, it does appear that the residents of eastern Ghouta will get some respite after a week of very intense bombardment.
Austria's public broadcaster is suing the country's vice chancellor for claiming that it spreads fake news. Broadcaster ORF says a nationalist politician shared a post on Facebook earlier this month that defamed and discredited the work of hundreds of journalists. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Driverless cars will be tested on California roads for the first time without a human behind the steering wheel.
The regulations are a major step toward getting autonomous vehicles onto the streets of California, the nation's self-driving car hub. Until now, driverless cars could only be tested with human backup drivers who could take over in an emergency. Manufacturers can apply for permits allowing driverless testing when the regulations go into effect April 2nd. The rules approved by California's Office of Administrative Law also create the framework under which consumers can eventually buy driverless cars. The state's Department of Motor Vehicles says it's a big boost for regulations that have been in the works for years. Keith Peters reporting.
A judge has dismissed a lawsuit challenging federal laws criminalizing marijuana as unconstitutional. The judge says the five plaintiffs failed to pursue changes in the drug's legal status by first going through the DEA. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here.
Nashville, Tennessee. Yes, we are live at NRB Proclaim 18. Dr. Jeff Myers is here with us, president of Summit Ministries. In the last 20 years, Dr. Myers has become one of America's most respected authorities on youth leadership development. Focused on the family, founder, one of my favorites, James Dobson, referred to him as a very gifted and inspirational young leader. Evangelist Josh McDowell called him a man who is 100% sold out to preparing the next generation to reflect the character of Christ in the culture. Dr. Jeff, good to have you with
us. Hey, Bill, great to be with you.
Hey, this is awesome. I mean, you know, your commitment, your vision about the youth. I mean, we're not that far away handing the baton off to the next leadership and the next generation here, and you're sold out to making sure they are prepared.
Well, there's some things we should be nervous about, probably. About 70% of young adults who are significantly involved in church in their high school years are no longer even attending church by the time they reach their mid-20s. And about 30% of young adults in America today say that they are nuns, quote-unquote, you know, and they're asked, what's your religious preference? None. So we see a slipping away of the faith, and Summit Ministries addresses that. And here's how we do it. We invite students to come, be with us for 12 days at a time. Our headquarters is in Manitou Springs, Colorado, which is a little hippie town right at the foot of Pikes Peak, where people are more likely to fly Buddhist prayer flags from their front porch than to fly American flags from their front porch, if you can kind of picture
what
this is like. And in that community, we bring our students together with world-class experts in apologetics and worldviews and economics and ethics and all of the issues students are going to face when they're at college to really help them undergird a biblical worldview, to discover the counterfeit worldviews that are out there, and then learn how to stand for their faith in a spirit of courage, but also a spirit of compassion.
Exactly.
And it has a huge impact on students' lives. Mm-hmm. We're finding that 90% 30% of kids are still attending church in their 20s, most kids, church kids. 95% of our students who graduate from this program are still attending church. It changes the way they vote, the way they live, how they work, all of those things. And then it helps them rise into positions of influence.
Exactly.
So it's exactly what we need for this time in history.
And I'm sure it changes the people, or at least certifies the people that they hang around with, because they want people who add to the proposition, not take away, that are going to offer a worldview that's counterfeit.
It sounds a little snobbish, maybe, but sometimes we tell them, look, maybe you need to fire your friends.
Yeah.
You need people who are around you who help you rise up, not who keep pulling you down.
Exactly. And that's been my challenge, Jeff, to be honest with you, with different men's ministries that I've worked with. And I told the guys, look, we need to be shoulder to shoulder, raising each other up. And if you're dragging down, and if you're compromised in your walk with God, your worldview is compromised, you're not adding to people's day. You're not advancing the cause here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, so our goal is to get every Christian church and Christian school and homeschool group in America to take a look at this program. Could this transform some of the young adults you're working with, especially as you prepare to hand the baton to them? And if so, we want you to come to one of our programs. We've had to expand. We can't fit everybody in that facility anymore, so we've added facilities in Tennessee and in Pennsylvania and in California. But you go to summit.org, and all the information is there.
Well, let's go back to the basics. I mean, some people, you know, we start to hear more and more about worldview and what it means and how significant it is to the trajectory of one's life.
You know, the idea of a worldview is our set of ideas and beliefs and behaviors based on something. Everybody believes in something. If you say, well, I start with God, then you'll end up with a very different kind of life than if you say, I start with myself, right? So we at Summit, we help students understand there is a worldview based on Scripture. It's the worldview that led to the founding of modern science, to the abolition of slavery, to the establishment of hospitals and modern education and women's rights and children's rights and all of the things that we take for granted in democracy, that we take for granted in our society today. But there are counterfeit worldviews, such as secularism, which says only the material world exists. There is no spiritual world, no God, no Jesus, no Holy Spirit, no heaven, no hell. And so essentially, it doesn't describe reality as it really exists. And so the more the students study it, the more confused they get.
Right.
But that's the dominant worldview they'll face on their college campuses.
Yeah, and the sad part of this, Jeff, is the loss that occurs. The loss of resources, the loss of life, the damage that is done, you know, to your own legacy. I go back to Genesis when God had a one-on-one conversation with Cain, and I think he summed it up perfectly, you know, like I'm the one to comment on whether or not God summed it up perfectly. But it's just, you know, he said, if you do well, will it not go right for you? I mean, that really establishes the trajectory and the worldview that you should have and what that means when God says, if you do right. I mean, this is God, the God of the universe, who knows everything, glued everything together, created everything just right the way it was supposed to be in perfect harmony. He says, hey, if you do right, if you do those things that are consistent with the values that I've held and how I've created this universe, it's going to go well for you.
Oh, it does. It goes well in so many areas of life that we have in modern society today. That wasn't just for ancient Israel, was it?
No.
I've had a privilege to write about understanding the culture. And one of the things I discovered was that a biblical worldview helps you better address the biggest issues of our day, even things like creation care, poverty care, justice, the use of force, all of those kinds of things. A biblical worldview can inform that and give you a sense of what direction to go in a way that other worldviews simply can't, because it opens up reality as it truly exists as God created it.
Historically, and you kind of drew reference to this, and I wanted you to unfold this a little bit more, and that has to do with, it seems like with everything that was pivotal in culture, it was a biblical worldview that was the catalyst for driving it and making it, you know, successful. Whether, you know, you take a look at slavery, you look at how this great American experiment began in the first place, and the founding fathers, it was people of faith leading the way.
It was people of faith leading the way in areas like science. Rodney Stark, a professor at Baylor University, historian and sociologist, looked at the founding of modern science and said it was 52 men who did everything to found modern science. Guess how many of them were atheists? Because you would think that all of them would be atheists if you look at people like Richard Dawkins.
Right, today, exactly.
Right? Yeah. How many of the 52 were atheists? One of the 52. 51 of them were believing Christians who said, we can do science because we believe in God. God wants us to discover the mysteries of the universe. That brings glory to Him. The world actually exists, but God actually exists. There are logical principles we can apply. Those are things you can't arrive at if you're not operating from a Christian worldview.
And the disappointing thing, not only for the scientists, but for, you know, the rest of the people that are affected by it, has been the hijacking of science to where people would think just the opposite. 99% of the people had to be atheists. They couldn't be people of faith, right?
That's right, yeah. We spent a lot of time on that at Summit, helping students divide and recognize that we don't have to have a naturalistic worldview to be good scientists. We can have a biblical worldview and be great scientists and make a difference.
Well, the thing that's exciting, Jeff, is when your foothold is on the truth, it gives you a sense of confidence and surety, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Okay. You got a 16-year-old, a 25-year-old, send them to us this summer, summit.org. We'd love to work with them so you can see that kind of thing happen in their life.
Well, you imagine, to get this kind of information, I mean, you're setting out real warriors out on the campuses across this country, aren't you?
Don't tell anybody.
No. Hey, it's okay. But for them, you know, and I think for these kids that are empowered like that in the truth and a biblical worldview and knowing what they stand on, that is awesome for all concerned because they're going to make others raise up too.
It changes everything for them, and it changes everything for the culture in which they live.
Jeff Myers, president of Summit Ministries. Dr. Jeff, appreciate you being here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
There is a name I call in times of trouble. There is a song that comforts in the night. There is a voice that calms the storm that rages. She is Jesus. Jesus.
now, ladies and gentlemen. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're live in Nashville hanging with the cats, and Lori Gaynor is joining us now. She has written a book, How He Loves Us, Revealing the Affections of God. Lori, good to have you with us here.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, a little bit about her background. When I first read this, I she has her own construction company, and I'm going, well, excellent. So tell me about, what you're doing in the construction company, and I understand God has a plan and purpose for you. So, so the husband unit's taking over that, right?
That's right. I've been in construction for 22 years. Mm-hmm. I'm a licensed general contractor, and we focus on large scale renovations where we tear a roof off and gut an entire house and build it up a floor and rework the house. It's awesome. I'm so passionate about it, and I've loved my work for years. I work as a carpenter as well. Mm-hmm. And so it was something that has been hard for me to give up, because in this time of transition right now, God has moved me into ministry full-time, where I have been doing that part-time. And so I've stepped out of the company, handed the reins over to my husband and a business partner, and I am getting my feet wet in something entirely new.
Well, and that's exciting, because when you step away from something you're comfortable with, that you're competent in doing, you've proven yourself over the years, 20 years, and to say, okay, God, I'm all yours. Your will be done, right?
Can I tell you how hard that is? In fact, that was my cry to God was, what are you doing? I'm so good at this thing that I've been doing for so long.
I love doing it.
To go do something else that I'm not as good at.
Well, that's real faith, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So how did that come about for you?
I had the most profound moment with God where he spoke to me and told me what it was that he had for me to do and my purpose. And it came after months and months and months of just being on my face in full surrender. Mm-hmm. God, I have gotten to do some really cool things with my life, with my career, and I don't want to waste it on me. I recognize that I could keep going down this trail that I'm on, mm-hmm. or I could just give you everything, even in my work. And so if you need me to be homeless to minister to people in that area, if you need me to live in another state, if you need me to do something entirely different in my career, I will do that. Mm-hmm. Just let me be used by you.
Right.
And it was after that that God began to show me that he did have a completely different path for me.
Wow. So then you go, did I really mean that? Did I really say that?
Yes. Can I tell you how many times I went, oh, wait a minute. No.
who was it that said that,
And yes.
But that's, when you have that moment, that confrontation with God in that way, where, all pride goes out and you say, God, thy will be done. I got to tell you, Lori, there was a point in my time, in my life, when I had gone through the fires and I couldn't pray. In the Lord's Prayer, I just said, God, I can't pray thy kingdom come. I need a break.
Yes.
And that was tough to deal with. But God in his grace and mercy allowed me, a little bit of time.
That's exactly it. Yes.
To get through that and say, okay, that's all right. We'll make that work. But it was, also a time of genuineness where I could say, God, can I say that?
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you?
That's right. And I think that too often we shove aside our humanity. And not in a way of even where we sin. I think some of us are now getting to a place where we feel even a little bit more safe about sharing sin, but we're not as vocal about saying, I had this really awful moment with God where I said, I can't do this.
Right.
I don't know if I like you right now. I don't, And so when we can face the rawness of where we land and the weakness of our humanity, that's when we become more vulnerable and transparent, and God begins to shift and refine and work us.
And to that point, you mentioned that you have walked a broken road. That's interesting.
Yes. For about 5 years, I taught women coming out of prostitution, prison, addiction, domestic violence, human trafficking, just all types of different horrific life situations. And in much of that, I could relate to them in my own story. But God opened a door for me to begin to teach them. And as I began to teach them, that's really where my book started to be birthed in that place. Because I would look at them and realize that unless and until they knew the way that God loved them, exactly where they were in that moment, that day, in their mess, that they were not going to feel the motivation to change, because it's by his love that we're moved. It's by his kindness that we're brought to repentance. And so They needed to experience the goodness of God in order to further their change. And I began to write this study on the Song of Solomon. It's the journey of the Shulamite. It really is nothing about physical intimacy, but rather about spiritual intimacy with our King.
Mm-hmm.
And so the book is 8 chapters. It relates to 8 different women of the Bible and the 8 chapters of the Song of Solomon. And I wrote it for those ladies, and I would print it off every week. And for 3 years, we studied it that way.
Mm-hmm.
That began because I was able to relate with them and then to understand what they needed to do in order to find God and to begin to walk out this transformation in their own life.
Mm-hmm. And, for them, when they have a mindset, you're getting them absolutely raw, used to doing things a certain way. And in order to move closer to God, there has to be some mind renewal. So how do they accept this?
You know, it's really incredible to watch them. We would go through several different studies together throughout the Word. And when we got into my book, into How He Loves Us, when they could sit down and hear the affectionate call of God mm-hmm. on their life, it would begin to just change them, and it would shift their perspective to know, wait a minute, I have value.
Mm-hmm.
I have worth. He sees me like this. Are you kidding me? And the more they understood that and the more that was spoken into them, the more you could see them sit up a little taller and their eyes open a little more. And so it was in that slow, consistent process of the affections of God mm-hmm. in their life, in their personal life.
I imagine that's what motivated you and what made it a little bit easier for you to give up kind of a dream, so to speak.
Yes.
You know, put it on the altar and say, okay, God, thy will be done. If this is what you want. But you're changing people's lives.
Yes.
God's changing them. I mean, you're an instrument for that that catalyst and that change. But you start seeing the value and going, you know what? Raising up other women, helping them appreciate how much the Father loves them is more important than, you know, doing something for 20 years.
It's really, it comes down to that core of dying to yourself. And can mm-hmm. I tell you, it was a wrestling match between God and I. As much as I was surrendered to Him, it was so hard to let go of a hope and a dream, and not just that, but something that I felt like I had birthed.
Mm-hmm.
And in that season, I was being offered some things in my career that were astounding and exceptional, and they were everything that I had ever longed for.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was having to lay that down as well. And it felt like going through a divorce that I didn't want to give
right.
those things up.
Right.
And so it was extraordinarily hard. But I will say this because you reminded me. You know, one of the difficulties of really stepping into ministry full time versus building full time is that I realized very, very quickly that when I stand in front of something that I've built, there's so much satisfaction there, and I can see what a great job I've done. You don't have to tell me that I've done a great job because
right.
I can see it right in front of me.
Right.
But when you were ministering and you were just pouring out everything you have to try and reach and restore the heart of someone, you don't get to see the evidence of that necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it very, very hard.
Yeah. Well, and that's also why the Bible encourages us to tell the people who have helped us grow in the next level to let them know, because that is, I guess if you want to put it in terms, that's your payment.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
And it is absolutely, priceless, I guess, you know, when you look over the women that you've raised up and you saw where they are, where they were, and now where they are.
Mm-hmm.
What a huge difference, huh?
Yes. And even dying to the need to have to see that, you know, just, God, I will follow through and I will do what you need of me. And whether or not I see the outcome of it, I'll just trust you in it.
Well, as you can tell, she's on a mission to connect women with God's passionate love for them. Lori Gano, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Lori, thank you so much. Appreciate
thank you.
It. Take care. God bless.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison.
the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let the light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
They'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
Like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. We're in Nashville, Tennessee. Susan Harris is with us right now. She's with Evangelism Movement Pulse, and that's going to be bringing in thousands into the U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. And Susan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, she's also the Director of Communications for Pulse.
I am.
And so tell us all about this. I mean, this is exciting.
Yeah, thanks. So Pulse has been around for about 10 years now. We're a prayer and evangelism ministry, and we believe that God belongs on the largest stages across the country. And so we hold events. A few years ago, we did an event on the National Mall in D.C. and drew a few hundred thousand people there. And this May, we're doing an event at U.S. Bank Stadium where the Super Bowl was just played. We're hoping to fill all 66,000 seats with people who need to hear about Jesus.
Well, and, you know, this is an incredible vision, and what you've seen happen with Pulse. I mean, you've been doing this for a number of years. I mean, lives are changing. People understand, you know, prayer is a good thing.
Yeah, it's been amazing. We've been able to be in front of 4.5 million students in the time that we've been around and seen just over 600,000 respond to the gospel.
Wow.
So there is a need out there among this generation. That's really who we're aiming at, our young adults, millennial, Generation Z, and just trying to share a message that resonates with them.
Well, and to do them in these venues, I mean, these are world-class venues. This is incredible. Where did the vision come about?
Well, really, Nick Hall, who's our founder, this all started when he was a college student, really wanted to reach his campus and share Jesus with them. But then he got plugged in with Billy Graham and worked for the Billy Graham Evangelical Association for a couple of years. So toured with them. He was their youth MC, and so he was on stage. And really what Pulse has become was modeled after what Billy Graham did. So a lot of the same principles around bringing people together to do the crusade type event and share the gospel.
Exactly. Well, I think I mentioned to you, well, of course, this week our hearts are heavy, and with the family of Dr. Graham, I had an opportunity for 10 nights in Southern California to be part of the team. You know, when you're in the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, you do a crusade, you're part of the team.
Yeah.
And boy, it was 10 spectacular nights there in Southern California, the final night. In fact, I was just looking in the recent Decision magazine where they were showing the Yankee Stadium packed, and they had turned away, I think that day they turned away something like 10,000 people. In L.A. that 10th night, in Anaheim, California, they turned away 5,000 people at the gate. And same thing. I mean, in fact, I almost thought, I go, oh my gosh, this is memories of Angel Stadium again. So these big packed venues, people starving for the word of God. And, you know, no better time than now, and especially among these young millennials who have been influenced and have, you know, their worldview is being impacted by the culture. You know, we're to affect the culture, not have the culture affect us, right?
Yeah, we're really just seeing that a lot of young people, they're kind of turned away by the church. They're feel a little isolated, and they're looking for hope. They're looking for meaning. And so we're just trying to share Jesus in a way that resonates with them through language and through media that they understand, and invite them back in. Mm-hmm. And we really like to, we want to partner with churches and kind of help support them through all of the events that we're doing. So in Minneapolis, we have 450 churches that are partnering together for this event.
That's great.
And the idea then is after the event, as people are making decisions and fill out response cards, we're going to plug them back into churches. We're going to have people from those churches calling them and walking alongside of them.
Yeah, BGEA, that's what we did. You know, we always... you know, you need to support the local church. Well, the local church, I mean, all of a sudden you got all these people that are saying, hey, look, I want to know about Jesus. Where are they going to go?
Right.
It's not like you're going to be able to stay there and minister to them, right?
Yeah.
And so this is a great opportunity for the churches. And so the call for the churches is, you need to line up with what's happening and go figure. It's all on the word of God and the truth of God.
Yep, absolutely. So we're with you. Just want to support the church and help them to grow and just feel like there is a place for the large event. There's certainly relational ministry that needs to happen and a lot of people sharing their faith. We also are doing a lot of evangelism training alongside of what we're doing because we believe that there will be lives changed at U.S. Bank Stadium, but a lot of lives will be changed in the weeks leading up to it, the weeks after it, as friends are just sharing their faith with
them. And that reinforces the local church and take some of the pressure off the pastors, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know it's a little bit of a threat, and that was part of the challenge that we had, is some of the local churches, they weren't sure how this was going to work, and, you know, of course, it doesn't hurt when you have the name Billy Graham.
No, that's helpful.
That's kind of, you know, kind of reduces the threat level a little bit, but, you know, they saw changes happening because when their local people are getting trained up and reminded, it's nothing new that hasn't been said from the pulpit, it just reinforces it. And, you know, this is another voice to help, you know, the shepherd of the flock do what he's supposed to be doing, or she.
Yeah.
You know.
And Billy Graham really got it right by being so middle of the road and not, you know, being part of one denomination and sitting with presidents on both sides. And so not jumping into politics or social issues. And so a lot of what we do is just really in line with that, we also, Pulse wants to be a neutral third party so that churches from all areas can join in what we're doing and they understand that, yeah, this is a neutral place to partner with and that we are really there to support them.
Well, as you say, you bring up the political issue. You know, it's very divisive right now, and it has people very angry. But the good news is it's chasing people to where they can find peace, and where better to find peace than with Jesus.
Huh? I'm with you.
It's just saying, so we can back off the contention, because and I think that there's some really exciting things on the horizon for us and for people of faith. Susan, what do you see on the horizon yourself?
Yeah, I think that we also see it and feel it. We are a prayer ministry, and so we're always constantly every morning and throughout the day diving into prayer, and we're really believing that there is revival around the corner and praying for it and calling for it, and just feel like this nation is on the precipice of something pretty incredible. And so we just believe that getting the message of Jesus out there and making him known with a generation that I think we've been a little too silent is going to cause change. And
right.
So we're praying and hopeful that there is a sweeping revival across the nation. We have another event in Texas in October at Texas Motor Speedway in Fort Worth. And so we're hoping that 250,000 people will join us there for a day of prayer and worship and training, because we want to send people out across the country to share Jesus in their communities and churches and campuses.
Well, when I was speaking with Franklin Graham, speaking of the Graham family, a little over a year ago, he was leading prayer, you know, revival meetings around the country, and I was just seeing like bonfires of revival and just waiting for that catalyst that was going to, you know, just, you know, start crossing zip codes and states, and I'm seeing the same thing. I think people are more than ready for something like this, especially because, you know, the level of contention, looking for that opposite. You know, you might say the devil's had their way with this country and with the people long enough, and people of faith are you know, rising up and realizing, hey, you know what, this Jesus thing works regardless of what the ladies from The View might say and what they're missing out on. And that's the thing. You say, you know, I feel sorry for him, because if you only knew.
Yeah.
If you only knew.
Yep. Yeah, and we believe that revival is going to happen through the millennial generation. They're on fire, and we just want to come alongside and support and encourage as they are praying and sharing Jesus with their friends.
Well, that's got to be exciting for you, Susan, because I know when we did crusades with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, it was so neat to watch, you know, just be in a stadium of everybody singing about Jesus. I mean, the worship, it is a whole nother level, isn't it?
Yep, it absolutely is. We'll have Lecrae at U.S. Bank Stadium, so it might look a little bit different, but
all right.
It'll be about Jesus just the same.
Well, amen. Susan Harris, she is the communications director for Pulse, and congratulations. We look forward to, you know, being whatever we can do to co-labor with you to promote this revival. We're on your side. We're on the same team.
Great. Thanks
you got
so much,
Bill. Thanks, Susan. Take care. God bless.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Values, faith, they still exist here. Bill Martinez live.
Like us fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're waiting on the Honorable Sam Rohr. Sam is the president of the American Pastors Network and Pennsylvania Pastors Network, co-host of APN's national radio program, Stand in the Gap Today, and we're going to have a conversation with him about understanding the separation, the idea of separation of church and state, and the Christian persecution around the world. 215 reasons. We're not going to have enough time to go through all of them, but trust me, 215 reasons to take Islam seriously. As we've been sharing with you, we are broadcasting live here in Nashville, Proclaim 18, and our NRB's annual conference. Last night we were on the red carpet there, Brad, for I can only imagine. The stars were out. Dennis Quaid was there, wow. Of course, the star, and Bart Millard from Miller from Mercy Me. It's his story about I can only imagine his relationship with his dad, played by Dennis Quaid. Boy, I'll tell you what a night! It was a great night, and a lot of people were there to see the premiere. Of course, it will open up nationwide on a very
important day that we all should remember, and that is March 16th. We remember it for lots of reasons, not only because it was Madison's birthday, but it's Bill Martinez's birthday, too, you know. So, it's going to open up nationwide on the 16th, and we're going to talk more about it. We also had a chance to visit with Priscilla Shire, who we had interviewed last week about it. She plays the teacher that, encouraged Bart, who was an aspiring football player. And that's what he thought. That's what his family did. His dad did. He was a football star in high school, and that's what Bart was supposed to do until he, broke his ankle and was unable to play football and finish it out. But he needed an elective, and as things would work out, he ended up in the music room where Phyllis Shire was the teacher and said, "Hey, look at, you're here and you're going to have to do some work." And, oh, yeah, by the way, she happened to realize, his real teacher did, that he had a voice. And here it is, this, football player guy with this incredible voice, very gifted. And, that sets his next trajectory of life of pursuing music. But it wasn't until he got to that point, and this is the storyline of most people who go on to be exceptional artists like Bart and Mercy Me, is that they have to have that moment of where they're really dealing with life and being honest. I mean, he was doing cover music and writing songs, but, they were okay, but there was something missing. And that's what happens with a lot of musicians and artists, is that, that heart and soul, that something special that says you're really being genuine and honest with the audience. And he had that, have that moment. And when he did, it inspired him to write about his dad, who he had a very angry, a very tormented, youthful relationship with. His dad was very harsh with him. And his dad, kind of raised him, the last several years of his life, because his mom had left, and it was he and his dad. And his dad was just one of these old school, hard taskmasters kind of guys. And Bart did not like him. They didn't have much of a relationship. But, you'll see the movie, and you'll see how his dad changes and goes from dark to light. And it's all because of Jesus Christ, and things just started to make sense for him, and realizing that the life he was living was not was not beneficial, and that he had made a change, and he wanted to reconnect with his son. And his son, because of all the harsh years, wasn't readily available, so it took some time. But the storyline is there, and the whole idea of "I Can Only Imagine," it has to do with seeing his father again in heaven. And, when you understand the backstory of that song, it really adds a dimension and specialness to, to what that song is all about. It's just become such an iconic song. I mean, for years, you hear it on all the Christian music stations. In fact, it's been on my ringtone on my cell phone for, three years or so at least. And people always comment, "Oh, I love your ringtone." And so it's, it's just been one of those attachments. But anyway, so last night was the premiere and the red carpet. Like I said, a lot of fun. Also had a chance to run into Mandisa, and Mandisa, we all bleed the same. I congratulated on her. I said, "Oh my goodness, what an anthem!" And was able to get some comments from her that we're going to be playing, in the coming weeks here on Bill Martinez Live. That she's got a challenge, for all her peeps out there, but I really congratulated her on, we all bleed the same, because I said if there was ever an anthem that was ready to be heard and needed in our culture today, it is the reality that we all do bleed the same, and that all the hyphenation, you've heard me talk about this before, all the hyphenation that we go through, in this country, and that all that needs to be burnt up. We are, we're people of faith, but, when it comes down to this country, we're all Americans. And, as one black pastor said, "Look, I lived in black America. I know what Black America was like. You know, it was segregated, you know, drinking fountains, you know, the restaurants we couldn't go to, back of the bus experiences, you know, education that was less than. He goes, that was Black America. He says, I don't want to live that hyphenated Black America. I don't identify with that. He says, I identify as an American. And I go, here, you know, that's that is the kind of understanding and the perspective that is needed here in a country that wants to come together, truly come together and be unified. You know, we were talking with Susan Harris just a moment ago with Pulse, and the things that they're doing, the remarkable things, the young kids, the millennials are getting it. You know, they grow up and, you know, and it's this culture, this multi-culture, you know, environment in which America has become is so rich, and the kids get it and they love it and they celebrate it. And you know, and I believe and for some reason I've had this sense for a long time, for many years, that it was going to be this generation that was going to lead us, you know, to the promised land in terms of being unified, you know, so to speak. And so I'm really excited with what Pulse is doing and how they're getting into these huge stadiums. And it was kind of interesting because of the backdrop. I didn't understand the connection with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and the founder of Pulse, and you know, a lot of the same formats and things that we did, you know, with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is being utilized there, you know, to their credit. So a great job, and all the encouragement for them. And you know, these kids, what is lying ahead for them, and what's lying ahead for this country? If we were ever in need of a revival, you know, I think many of us have been looking out for this. And as I mentioned, talking with, you know, Franklin Graham about a year ago when he was leading these, you know, these prayer meetings across the country. And I just, I couldn't help but see these bonfire of revivals that were taking place. And you've heard me say this before, is that, yes, revival is needed. But, you know, it can start with you today. You can go be a revival of one. Why not? You know, sometimes all it takes is a spark, and you don't know. You might be that spark that, you know, begins to spread, you know, from your household into your community, across zip codes and the state line, and, you know, goes into regions and, you know, from coast to coast. And why not around the world? Why not around the world? You know, as Charles Finney used to say, a revival happens when it's most needed. And maybe it's arrogant of us to think that it's most needed. God knows for sure when it's needed, and we pray that could we have a revival? You know, Bill Salas and I have talked about this, and he's quoted me at times because I used to say that, and I still do, but early on when we first met, it was probably about, oh gosh, you know, about 13 years ago in Los Angeles when I was working with a radio station and a radio group in L.A., you know, I said, you know, maybe America might have what I call a Nineveh moment. If you remember the story of Nineveh and Jonah, Jonah didn't want to go. He didn't want to take God's redeeming message to the people of Nineveh. They were a bunch of heathens. They were just having their way and, you know, idolaters and out of control. And, you know, and for some reason it bothered the prophet that God in his mercy would give them another chance. And maybe there might be people, you know, around the world that look at America and say, we're not deserving of another chance. We're just, and we certainly aren't deserving. But you know, but for God and God's grace and mercy, maybe America gets that Nineveh moment and we have another revival. But I agree with Susan. I think I can see it. We're just on the verge of doing something that is absolutely extraordinary. I mean, Islam has had their way with the world in so many areas. They have infiltrated America to such a degree. I mean, in our government, in other areas that, you know, we want to be blind to. But, you know, where's Christianity? Where is the richness and of Christianity coming into play? Because as we, you know, talked with, you know, Dr. Jeff earlier, is that, you know, just about every major event that has occurred in our culture, it has been people of faith leading the way. Well, it's about, about 3.5 minutes, maybe make it 2.5 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live from Nashville. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
One out of four.